Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're really indebted to Max coming on as a broker, stock exchange system inventor to break down what's happening. Because, I mean, I'm reading all this in the news, but it's all coded. They admit it's a new derivative. It's trillions and trillions between... Well, it's a trillion plus. They then leverage out to 5 trillion. And they're saying, yes, Greece, it's your fault. 100 billion. And then most of that's derivatives that the government signed on to. Goldman Sachs puts their people in all the government positions. The IMF, the World Bank do it. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. We're going to have Max punch you out here. We appreciate you spending time with us. And then I'll get into all this other news. And believe me, there's a lot of new breaking stuff here. But Max, giving you the floor in the last 4 minutes we've got here. Where does it go from here? I mean, when tyrants get away with this much, and now they're stealing the military pension funds and publicly admitting it and setting up checkpoints and suddenly all these new fines and fees to even have banking and making you go to cashless and Louisiana banning cash sales of any secondhand item. I mean, my God, we really live in a prison here, and they're just getting started. I mean, they've got armies of thugs in uniforms just going, we can't wait to gang rape everybody. I mean, what do we do?
Well, a couple of points to follow up on what we've been talking about here. The president of the Bundesbank said today that these instruments that are being used to leverage this new European fund are similar in design to those that helped to cause the crisis, end quote, which is a remarkable admission. He's saying that the way we're solving this problem is by bringing in the exact same problems that created the problem to begin with. Now, to move on for a second, what this means kind of on a bigger picture. If you increase the debt load in the Eurozone by 5 trillion euros, and of course that number will double and triple. Remember when TARP came in under Hank Paulson in the Congress, when he got them to sign off on $750 billion in TARP, that quickly became $15 trillion over the following 36 months. So this 1 trillion euro EFSF fund will become 10 to 15 trillion euros in the next 36 months as well. But the only way you can keep these debts floating is if you keep interest rates down towards zero. And this is a form of financial apartheid or financial Jim Crow laws. If you're a rich white person, you get, a rich person, let's say, you get interest rates available at 0%. You can borrow money at 0% or less than 0% if you use interest rate arbitrage and other techniques. But if you're anyone else in the society, you know, your credit card is 16% or 20%. Your payday loans are annualizing at 300%. This is financial Jim Crow laws. Remember the Jim Crow laws from the civil rights era? You know, no colors here, whites only. Well, this is the same thing on interest rates. If you're part of the system, you work at Goldman and JP Morgan, your cost of money is zero or less. If you're outside of the system, you go to borrow money, it's 16% minimum going higher. And of course, people say, well, it's because the rich people never default on their loans, which of course is false, because if that were true, they wouldn't be requiring all these bailouts. They don't pay back their loans. That's why they're being bailed out in the multi-hundred trillion dollars of bailout money. In fact, the people who are poor, like the people in India who borrow on micro-lending facilities, they have a 98% payback ratio. The poor people pay back their loans. The rich people don't pay back their loans. It's financial apartheid. It's a financial Jim Crow law.
My gosh, hold on. I know I've got callers. I've got to hold you over. You're on fire. I want to give you a few minutes on the side to finish, Max, if you'll do it. You're absolutely right, because I've looked at this. Really rich people brag, oh, taxes are for regular people. And it's always the rich people that are defaulting and not paying. In fact, I've seen statistics that the richer you are, the more apt you are to declare bankruptcy or walk away from a mortgage because you're running a scam. It's a criminal class who's defaulted and having their whore media tell us all this debt is ours when it's these criminals. And they've literally got brainwashed, militarized police popping up everywhere. Cops won't respond to crime now. They're all just literally, give us the taxes. Just siege forces, drones, weapons, government massing for gang raping, total tyranny, running rampant. Kaiser, I want you to finish up the point you're making. And I promise I'm going to your calls first before I get to Napolitano knew about Fast and Furious in 09, breaking at Infowars.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everybody can feel it, but now it's going into higher gear. The acceleration of tyranny. All over the world, they're announcing government will just ban any video or website at once. No judge, no jury. You don't even know why. Website's taken. They're announcing, again, like it's no big deal in the Associated Press, rogue website bill creates Chinese-style ban list. They're announcing citizens will be killed extrajudicially, no judge, no jury. The good news is support for the Second Amendment is down an all-time high. I'll get to that in a moment after I take calls. TSA sex toy victim says apologies not enough. TSA admits they put the note in there saying, you know, basically that, well, I'm not going to repeat what they said. Also, Napolitano knew about Fast and Furious in 2009. Of course, they've all perjured themselves. Of course, the 8 federal law enforcement agencies are involved shipping cocaine in and guns out. They always have. They always will, as long as it's illegal. These are criminals. These are brazen mafia lords who do not care and are preparing to start testing, taking over all the communications with the EAS takeover system next month. I mean, folks, do you understand this isn't a game? I know this show used to sound radical to new listeners because we weren't that far down the rat hole yet. But I'd studied history. I studied this elite. These people want to wreck your life. They want to wreck the economy to take it over like a third world country. Now, finishing up with Max Keiser, because he was on a roll breaking down, crystallize where we're going. And am I right to say we've reached a jump point? And they're saying that the signal has been sent now, whereas countries were kind of worried about global devaluation of every currency. Zero Hedge and others are saying now, and we're seeing this today with the dollar plunging, other currencies plunging, that the signal has been given to Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, absolutely go hog wild now. And I guess their answer will then be steal everything that's left in the hyperinflation because they have first use of the money that you were just talking about. Give everybody else 17 bare minimum, some people 60% interest. You said 300% annual on these little, you know, these little payday loan sharking operations that used to be illegal. And then there'll just be riots, and that's in the IMF plan to even use that to then clamp down even more. And this is just the new country, the new world, total third world slavery with lots of control freaks with machine guns raping our wives. I mean, that's basically where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, just to follow up on this 0% interest rate problem in the economy is that if you're a criminal, your cost of borrowing funds is 0%, and if you make a bad bet, you get bailed out. If you're not a criminal, if you're not a citizen, your cost of borrowing your funds is on a credit card. We know it's 16-17%, goes higher. The mortgage rates could be higher, but of course the housing market collapsed and will continue to collapse because of all of the shenanigans going on with the banking system that is destroying the value of assets across the board, except for precious metals, of course. So I'm going to be in Limerick, Ireland, next week. And I'm accepting an award from Limerick University for financial journalism for my work in exposing financial terrorism. And I tell you, the first to know, that my speech will be on the subject of expanding and amending the Patriot Act to include financial terrorism acts and to include people like Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon in the Patriot Act as financial terrorists, that we need to expand the definition. If we're going to have a death penalty in America, like we do in Texas, we need to expand. We need to apply it equally amongst all categories of harsh criminals, from the guys in Texas who are caught stealing a hubcap to a financial terrorist on Wall Street. The law must be applied equally, and we start this by amending the Patriot Act to include financial terrorism along with other definitions of terrorism. This will be the subject of my speech to Limerick University next week when I pick up my award for financial journalism from that university for my work exposing financial terrorism. Financial terrorism is real, Alex. It's not a metaphor. It's not
no,
a
I know. This is their program. They admit it in the, what was it, 2002, all those IMF World Bank documents got leaked, how they were consciously doing this in the third world, how they plan to do it here, how they'd done it in Nigeria, Argentina, places like that, how they were getting ready to do it here. But in closing, Max, this is financial terrorism. These are terrorists. And if you pull up the BBC from, like, it was like January of this year, it had the quote of the head of the Irish Central Bank. In fact, guys, you used to find that really easy. The last few times, I don't know if you haven't looked or you haven't found it, but just try. But the exact quote is, head of Irish Central Bank, it's good to have foreign banks run Ireland. And it was actually a clip, too. That's why they quoted him. And he said, it's wonderful we're signing on to global debt. We'll have foreign banks run us now. It's kind of like saying it's good to throw children into shark tanks or into pits of pit bulls. It's good to put children in live children in meat grinders and turn them into hamburger meat. You know, it's good to shoot old ladies in the head. I mean, it's like this trance where they just throw out incredible stuff right in front of us and say, Greece, it's your fault. We're getting $5 trillion now, and Greece doesn't even owe anything. I mean, it's just the Svengali mind control bizarreness of it, Max. Like, when does it end? How far does it go? I mean, even as it destroys our world, consolidates power with the bankers, and even as cops lose their whole future and the military, and even a lot of military I talk to are awake, they'll still follow orders to literally do whatever they're told. And they're going to use them domestically. I mean, we are entering into absolute hell.
Look, there's a rule in economics, the law of diminishing returns. For 20 or 30 years, America's GDP would grow even though the level of debt was also growing. until 2007, 2008, when that equation stopped. The debt keeps improving and keeps going up, but the GDP has stalled out. So American economy has reached the end game in terms of growth. So what's happening is that the elites are grabbing as much as they possibly can before the ultimate collapse. And it's like
and building armored compounds all over the world publicly. It's while it's telling looting. Cops we're kooks if we try to get ready.
It's looting. It's the people living on Park Avenue, work on Wall Street. They are looting the system for everything they can because they know it's about to collapse. And they keep interest rates at 0% to enable them to loot more quicker. And everyone else is going to be left holding the bag.
And as you said, it's all conscious because they started setting up the police grids, the takeover grids when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They have a plan. This is premeditated on purpose, as they say, a post-industrial society.
Well, the plan is not to reverse the problems. You see, you could reverse this situation by raising interest rates and weeding out the speculators, as Paul Volcker did in the 70s and early 80s. That would cure the American economy of its speculator problem. But that's not going to happen because the speculators have their boy in place, Ben Bernanke, who's going to keep interest rates at zero.
How far will they go? I mean, just when everything's completely wrecked and they don't even care, and they're behind armored compounds. I mean, really, this is they just want to wreck everything. I mean, what are they going to do with their trillions of stolen stuff if it won't buy anything and the country's on fire?
Well, they're what I call suicide bankers. They're no different than suicide bombers in Tel Aviv or somewhere else. They have an ideology that they believe in, the sanctity of making money at any cost, and they're willing to kill themselves and others to do it. And my story that I tell often about the broker who was in the building South Tower of 9/11, who stayed behind to trade options on airline puts instead of saving himself after the first tower went down. That's a typical suicide broker in America. That's the story of American finance right there. Stay behind trade options. That guy made $5 million, by the way. It's still in a bank account for Deutsche Bank, Alex Brown. I used to work at Alex Brown. It's never been collected. He made $5 million, but he died. And that's American finance in a nutshell.
But he didn't care. I mean, he wanted that cash even though he was going to die.
He's a suicide banker. He's going to make $5 million and kill himself just like a suicide bomber because he believes in the sanctity of making money. His life is not worth the same as making the money for his ideology of Wall Street, of psychopathy, of Wall Street, of making money and kill yourself and everyone around you. That's what we're dealing with.
It's the same thing with the bureaucrats, too. All right, Max, we're going to go to break and come back with calls. I want to talk to you maybe from Ireland via video Skype, but take your laptop over. And very exciting having you on, and we appreciate you. You know, I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel, though. I've noticed that.
That's great.
Well, the Democrats have gone from trying to praise Occupy Wall Street, trying to take it over, to now having cops rubber bullet veterans in the face for no reason, and now they're demonizing it, showing they failed to really take it over.
Look, it's basically every man for themselves. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But, you know, everyone has to decide for themselves what's best for them because the system's collapsing, the dollar's collapsing, fiat money's collapsing. Gold and silver, of course, are going to do well, but, you know, you have to be careful because ETFs are a problem. Safe deposit boxes are a problem. Keeping it in your home is a problem. So you have to be aware of all these things. So,
No. We got rid of the Constitution. We got rid of freedom. People thought it was a stupid, quaint thing. And, let the criminals sweet talk us, and now all the blessings gone, all the protections gone, all the good things are gone, and now we get to live just like they do in a third world country.
Yes, but millions of people, instead of thinking every morning when they wake up, gee, how can I do a good job and improve the GDP, they think, how can I save myself from this kleptocratic nightmare that's destroyed my country? And they spend their entire day thinking about that instead of doing something productive. And that's what they want, because the sooner these people end up in a privately controlled and operated and owned prison, the more money they make. Corrections Corps of America, the biggest prison operator in America, and America has the biggest prison population in the world, bigger than China, bigger than India, is run by private corporations for profit. And they get laws changed to put more people in prison. They own the prison. They own the restaurants.
They own it all, and they say they want a neo-feudal system where they're going to be behind giant high-tech armored fortresses, and we are literally running around in a desert road warrior scenario. That is the scientific globalist plan, and they're going to carry it out.
Alex, here's the good news. They're going to make online poker legal.
Oh, everything's wonderful.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm going to your call. That Kaiser info was important. Let's go to Sam. Then we'll go to JB, John, Doug, Father Jack, and others. Sam in California, welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
Thank you very much, Alex. Good afternoon. I just want to make a couple quick comments. I've been holding for a little while, and you've been making great points, and I have just a few comments. First one, about the whole cancer thing. There's a great guy in your state of Texas, by the name of Dr. Brzezinski, and he's doing groundbreaking things in the fight against cancer. And he's just in his FDA clinical trials, and people should look him up if they're interested in a real progressive step towards the cure for cancer. Second point, I heard you say that, you know, you have a ton of this information and you wish you can get it out to people. I just want to commend you. You're making a huge difference every day, every hour. There's people telling other people. And this really goes out to all the info warriors listening. We got to support Alex. There's nobody else out there really taking it to the globalist the way he is. He's putting himself completely out there. There's millions of us out there. Everybody listening, go to the website. Get something, a bumper sticker. Doesn't matter if it's $3 or $20. I don't care. If all of us do it, we put Alex in a position to go nationwide, maybe on a major network. Who knows?
Well, that's what's happening already, sir. We're already reaching, literally, no exaggeration, upwards of 15 million people a week, sir. And it's growing exponentially. And people are only now really starting to realize this show isn't extreme. We know what we're talking about. But we don't have the big globalist funding. We reach, for the amount of money we have, more than any other media outlet you're going to find out there, except for something like Drudge Report. I mean, we reach millions and millions and millions of people a day with hardcore info that is really changing the course of things. And you're right, sir. When our listeners spread the word, and that's what's happening, it is exponential. And it pushes me into very dangerous territory, but I don't care. There is no future. I mean, people thank me all the time for standing up against the globalists saying, wow, they're dangerous. They could come after you. Look at how they demonize you. Look at all the trolls they have attacking you. Folks, I'm going to say it again. The government has been caught, and we've done news reports on this, putting cancer viruses and sterilants in vaccines. The government is not the government now. The government is a bunch of crazy control freak killers. Okay, in fact, I need to get to these quotes here, or at least I'll do it on Nightly News tonight. The point is that there's no future. It's not. It's like a wildfire, and you live in the forest coming towards your cabin. You're not full of courage because you try to do something about it or get out from its path. I mean, I can't get out of this thing's path. I got to fight it, and it's an illusion. So many people think they're on the winning team serving this evil, and they get off. They don't understand they're being attacked by it as well. I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your point.
My last point is very simple. Something as great as the Constitution doesn't happen often. It never happened before where everyone has the same basic rights. It'll never happen again. We have to protect it with everything. People need to understand that these people, the globalists that have this money, everyone thinks it's so complex. It's a simple answer. They want to get caught like a psychopathic serial killer. They just want to see how much they can get away with before we finally say we had enough. And the numbers are on our side. They're outnumbered. It's so ridiculous. And that's why they're hoping that their technology is going to save them from the numbers, but it won't. And ultimately, they're like a spoiled child. They just need to get disciplined. They could have played their cards completely different. They could have been leaders of the world, giving out technology.
They could have been leaders in bringing humans to the next level. But again, ruthless manipulators who are jealous got in control, and so they use it all to bring society down. And that's why all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, as the founders said. And look, evil is going to be evil. And when good doesn't take control of society and the culture, what takes place in the vacuum? The worst of the worst get in. Because the evil's all fighting with itself to get in those positions. That's one of the few things that holds back total satanic dominion on this planet is that so many of the minions fight with each other. But that's why they're going to computers, so that humans can't make decisions. A cashless society tells you what to do so that they can program it and then through reward and punishment, carrot and stick, control all their minions. That's why they seek to make you an evil person, to love torture, evil, so you can be their slave. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to?
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. You are not going to run from the New World Order. I'm sad to have to report that to you. The globalists made the decision over 100 years ago to make a scientific absolute tyranny. Really about 140 years ago, they put out the prospectus in Germany, in England, in the U.S. This is all on record. My film Endgame covers it. And they said, we've got to set this up. And they went to their scientists, and the scientists all came back and said, well, if you're willing to do it, and you are your highness or your robber baroness, you are supreme, as the elites always believed. Your blood is superior. We will discover the essence of your superiority, and we will set up a scientific mechanism to control mankind. I say 140 years ago, 200 and something, Malthus said we'll put people in compact little cities and hopefully spread diseases in and kill them. So it's older than that. French and Indian War, the British, the manuals are public. of actually, I think it was the Smithsonian. I saw a copy of one of those when I was a kid, and they just mentioned that the tour guide was one of the British manuals. In this manual, as you see, they talk about the smallpox blankets and the best way to treat the soldiers by lancing the boils and then place the fresh juices, but they use a technical term, onto the blanket and then give it within 24 hours to the natives. So, I mean, it's really older than that, but it's this idea of how to do this, scientific war. And what is new is really old. There's nothing new under the sun, just different higher variants of it, or lower, depending on how you look at it. And every culture, generally, if they knew what they were doing, would just go into a territory and not interbreed with the group, even if they were genetically similar. They would just kill everybody. Kill everybody. A lot of cultures said, don't even keep the kids. Don't even try to retrain them. Kill them. Kill them all. In fact, kill all their animals. The Israelites would do that. They would kill all the animals as well. Just, we don't even want your donkey. We don't even want your horse, your cow. The Romans, they had a saying in Latin, before the ram hits the wall. Guys, I can't remember it in Latin. Will you look up before the ram hits the wall? And put it up on screen. I can give people the Latin translation of that. The Romans would say, you 100% give up and put up with what we do before the ram hits the wall, or once the ram hits the wall, we are not going to stop and we're going to kill everybody. And then a lot of times, because they'd seen the last 50 cities burned or villages, the men would come out and they'd say, all right, stand right there. Your wives and kids are going to roam, but at least they're going to live. They take that sword and ram it straight down right here by the neck through the ribcage and the heart. We'll make it quick. Good job. You made the right decision. Yeah. Get over here. Ha. That's savageness. That's what humanity does. And we're all naive. Oh, the TSA, sir, save me. Oh, the chemtrails. Oh, the drones. They want to be my friend. No, they don't want to be the friend. They don't send a Roman soldier in there to take a big short sword and just go, yeah, right into your heart, quickest way in. They don't do that. They soft kill you. They give you a shot that's going to start killing you young. Some people are weaker, so they die when they're a kid. But normally it's meant to kill you when you're in your 40s or 50s. Get some work out of you, get you in debt, and then suck the money out of you and your family as they kill you with cancer. And a little addled doctor is compartmentalized. He could never believe this. He's been domesticated for 50, 60 years. Why, America's the good guys. It couldn't do wrong. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. It's a Latin translation. I just put in before the ram hits the wall. Watch this. Yeah, it's exactly. It's before the rams touch the wall, then no mercy. Yeah, that's what it calculates out to. Well, let me tell you something. The ram hit the wall a long time ago, and our people are dying. Cancer is just epidemic. Every other disease, epidemic, death everywhere. Almost everyone I know, some of them have, all their friends have cancer. I was talking to a lady from Germany last night who came in to visit Aaron. She said everybody, I mean, almost everybody she knows has cancer, young people. Murom Aris Atidjit. The ram has touched the wall. Romans had a policy that held that once an assault had begun, except no mercy or quarter. The ram touching the wall referred to the battering ram in an assault. Take it to mean grant no mercy. In every culture, this is how it's handled. The men are killed, the women and children taken into bondage. In a lot of cultures, they just kill everybody. Cultures that want to absolutely keep their culture, they kill everybody. 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 All of them. Dead. That's endgame. That's New World Order. They're not going to give you quarter. They're not asking you for anything. They don't want anything. They're going to kill you and suck your energy out of you while they're killing you. And they kill you slow and as painful as possible. Because unlike the Romans who just jabbed the sword in as quickly as possible. All right, you gave up. Come on out here. That you've never fought. We just showed up in your territory. We're taking over. We're going to kill your men. We don't trust turning our backs while we're raping your wives. We know you're going to get mad. We're just going to kill you. We're going to let your kids live for now. Some will die in the gladiatorial ring, but we're going to make this quick. Sit down right there. Okay, hands are bound. All right, make it quick. No. See, because the Romans, until they got really decadent and fell apart during the Republic phase, didn't really enjoy the killing at a certain level. But these groups, the beauty of a child looking like a concentration camp victim at 6 years old, toddling around, dying of cancer, is so beautiful to the New World Order vampires. It is such an expression of art for them. And I've actually studied it. The globalists, the top-selling art is dead children and maggot-covered corpses. And again, you wonder why they'll pay $30, $50 million for this stuff. Look at the New York Times. It's a gift. It's part of their tithing to ugliness. The obscenity of children starving by the tens of millions every year while the elite are paying, you know, $59 million for a skull or $3 million for a glass jar with semen and blood in it with a crucifix. It's an obscene, look, again, they stole it from old widows and stole their pension funds and their husband's pension funds. They wreck societies. They bomb third world countries for this money, just sucking it out. And then they give it to some sicko guru artist who, you know, always have some devil name prancing around. And they're into the weakness, the pot-bellyedness, the chicken neck of a little devil worshiper, the elites going in and buying. And it's all part of the sickness. It's all part of the worshiping of the ugliness. It's all part of the love of it. You now see the spirit of what we face and why, of course, it must be resisted. And their soldiers in their black uniforms marching out. And the pot-bellied goblin TSA. All right, let's go to your calls. Sorry, I haven't. I mean, I'm sorry. You will face the full horror or they will win. You must break your trance. You must break out. You must stand up. You already know I'm telling you the truth. You can go look at all this information I've shown you. You must awaken. You must physically jump up out of your seat. That's the sign of someone who's awakened. Awakened for war. We didn't look for war. But with war they will get. War they must have. They will not give us quarter. Evil wages war against good, period. And the evil's greatest trick is convincing you it doesn't exist. Steal your dreams. Blind your eyes. Your spiritual eyes. JB, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, Alex, it is an honor and a pleasure to talk to another paladin in this war we got going on. It's pretty good that you brought up the spirituality part of this, because I read a lot of prophecy, a lot of scripture, read a lot of revelations. And sadly, it's getting to the point to where you can almost just turn on the news and kind of follow along, you know, in the good book. I just wonder, and this is kind of gets your take on this, what do you think about what has been the message that's been given to us there in Revelation? It says that there will be an ultimate evil, and it will take over the world, and it will, you know, the dragon will be given the power to kill the saints.
For 1 hour.
For an hour. Well, what do you think? Is this a fight that we're just fighting to, like, hold off this culmination of history?
Well, look, God has to let it go all the way to prove we're willing to go up against this. This is an honor. This is something good. And all these blind people who can't see the evil now, when it rises up and is so horrible and billions are dying, they will then, that's the awakening. And that's why the rapture is such a big lie, because it comes after, clearly. I mean, a five-year-old could read that the devil's defeated, he's bound up by the archangel, and then all this stuff happens. Obviously, the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them. How is there saints if they all teleported out? All these church ladies running around on the TVs. Oh, praise God. I go worship some glitterbug, you know, effeminate preacher that's obviously a demon. Anybody can look at him. Just a demon out in the open, so that those that have eyes turn away from God because they see it's a demon. It's just for blind, blind little gibbering goblin creatures who are running from the fear. It's a lower demigod is what these preachers are that they go before. And that God promises them a way out of suffering. Okay? They go to these low-level demons that sit up there and defile God and make God look weak to turn people with discernment away from God, who have a mid-level discernment. So that's what the glitter bugs on TV are all about, to sell their false doctrines, to sell their evil, to get everybody fighting over all the false doctrines. When if you tune into God, it's right there. You feel it. You know it. You're not going to have to be directed by some glitterbug preacher. You're going to be, and I mean, you're going to be perfect either, but you're going to know right from wrong. Okay. And each according to their gifts. All of us are different. But once you're looking at this system and once people realize what they're facing, there's not a choice. We're going through it anyways. And no doubt the world government's going to rise, and they kill a third of the earth in just a very short period. Is it a third or is it more? I forget. I mean, that's what the UN says they're going to do. They say they're going to kill 90% or more. They debate 80 to 90%. And, of course, that's just so the small number doesn't think they're going to get it. Really, I've gotten to deeper research. They plan on getting rid of almost everybody, down to less than 1%. And it says if God didn't shorten the days, there would be no flesh left. You can pull up that passage, and that's what's going to happen. And listen, it's not even religious now. This is the real deal. The elite believe they're the Merovingians. They believe Jesus had children with Mary Magdalene, these royal bloodlines, believe from Count Dracula right through to Prince Charles that they are the Christ. And they believe their Christ, Lucifer, once has to kill the majority of the public because they're profane, so that only the initiated ones can go in to the new system. And they're all going to be deceived and they're all going to be destroyed. But it doesn't matter. And I don't get into religious stuff here very often because I just stick to the facts. But there's no doubt, let's just say there isn't a God or a devil. These people might as well just be it. Okay? I mean, they sure act like it. I mean, the stuff the New World Order does, man, I mean, you got to be blacker than hell. You got to be in the center of a black hole evil. I mean, just Hellraiser, you know, off the charts, you know. I mean, these people are literally, might as well be interdimensional creatures that love watching children be torn limb from limb. I mean, that's what they are. They like death. They like barren planets. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with cancer. And it's either faced, because all that matters is your soul. You either face it and deal with it, or you give yourself over to it. And most people will give themselves to it because of the great delusion. But as things get horrible, a lot of them are going to wake up. And that's the important point. You understand me, JB?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You gave the exact answer I wanted to hear. And I know you didn't even mean to do that. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, if you meet somebody on the road and they know the truth and you know the truth, you know, you'll wonder how they are thinking the same thought, because universal truth is written on all our hearts. It's whether we choose to see it or not. I got to jump, JB. I appreciate your call. But it is, let's go to John in Wisconsin. You're up next. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Great show yesterday, and I think it falls in line very nicely with your recent broadcast with your guest, Alfred Adask. A lot of the same themes, and I believe that was September 13th or 14th of this past year.
No, it's not even themes, and it's truth.
No, absolutely. And when you talk about seeing that look in people's eyes and their level of being affected, as I call it, I was just at a production regarding the Wellstone assassination in Wisconsin, and I play a little game with our friends called Spot the Spook, and it's pretty easy to do, actually. And I'm telling you, what you're talking about gives me goosebumps, because it happens to me on almost a daily basis, and I can't explain that to my 41 employees and just trying to convince them.
Well, when you start tuning into the truth in your own self, then you're able to recognize more. And what's the saying? You know, the teacher appears when the student is ready. And all of us are students. And so it's always there. People who are into lies will buy more and more lies. People that are into truth, you know, it's like in any big police department. They know the one detective to go to. They don't know why he knows how to always find something. It's because that person is tuned in and has that gift. And so you've got that gift. That's what it is.
And going back to the original topic for callers today, speaking of the future, there are many, many things conceptually, and I actually just purchased 84 Prison Planet memberships about a week and a half ago, and I'm spreading out my little business cards to all of the truth seekers in Wisconsin, and there are lots of them. I have full spectrum awareness, but I don't have what you have, which is total informational awareness, or as close to that.
It's not total. It's a fraction, but it still might as well be total, because that fractal goes into the same makeup of the universe. Things repeat themselves over and over again. So it's like the alchemists say, so above, so below. Once you know this part, you know that part.
So people need to pay attention to the spirituality. I mean, I was raised Unitarian. I was raised in a progressive anti-gun household. I was vegetarian for 3 years with a long ponytail and living in Madison, Wisconsin. Things have changed. Let's just say I'm a progressive libertarian with my own business. And I have my own little soapbox, but I'm working on a video which might be outlawed if I don't get it done in time by the TSA legislation.
You know, I'm glad you just said that, because I'm going to skip this final break. Network break station shouldn't cover this up, so I can finish up with all these callers. But I want to say this to you right now. People better use the Internet like it's not going to be here next week. Stop just thinking it's always going to be there. We've now confirmed the feds are telling them to take down videos that are, quote, critical of the government. We already have the Federal Reserve trying to take down my channel that's reached 150 million itself, altogether 300 million in the last 2 years, just on YouTube. They're already coming after us, okay? I don't get into all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Folks, you better use it. You better download it. You better save stuff now. You better start valuing information. By the way, that's a great idea. We honor people that want to give out memberships. Print up a monthly membership where it's a pre-made code and username, and then sell them discounted in bulk, where people get a one-month membership that activates as soon as that code goes in for prisonplanet.tv, and that's totally anonymous. That is a good idea. I appreciate your call. Wow, I need to write that down. Let's say you don't believe in God, okay? Whatever it is, let's say that, and they've proven this in studies, that whatever, they have a island of research monkeys. And as soon as this island of monkeys figures out to do some new complex task they were trained, suddenly an island 5 miles away, the monkeys suddenly know how to do it. So it's almost like, and they've proven this, it's like a broadcast. Our brains are broadcasting something, the sixth sense, whatever. And so evil has its resonance. If you want to be scientific about it, something for atheists to try to understand, because we at least know this level is there. And, of course, there's more. But what's been proven is, in all groups of mammals especially, but also insects, birds, how do they know 2 days before an earthquake's coming or a hurricane? How do birds fly 4,000 miles, 6,000 miles? Magnetic lines. There's parts of the brain. Why do the elites build power cities on magnetic lines? The elites know all this stuff. They know a lot more than we know. I only have a limited lifetime to learn this information. They secretly have guilds that keep the information. And they're directed. And you could call it the group consciousness of these evil people, because they get together, and that's what they believe they're doing, to manifest. I mean, it's unspeakably bad. We, the good people, have to just cry out to the Creator and say, empower us, we repent. And repent means we want to change. We want to be directed by the good force. And you have to say, I'm turning myself over. And you're not turning yourself over to slavery like with the devil. You're turning yourself over to persecution, but that is not even an issue once God starts turning keys and opening doors. I don't know how to describe it to people, but it's unbelievable. I mean, all these worldly people looking for power, looking for sustenance, looking for fulfillment, and the more evil they get, the less fulfilled they are. Let me tell you something. If you really serve the Creator of the universe, ladies and gentlemen, you are so fulfilled, it's almost like, God, I can't handle this. I cannot handle this level of understanding with my primitive little brain, because I'm still the flesh, I'm still weak, I've still got all this evil stuff going on, but then I've got all this other information sitting on top of it, and it's like constant, and it is a great weight. It's empowering, but it's also a giant weight on you. It is heavy. So look, a lot of you people out there looking for power, by the way, if you get evil power, it's got a great weight as well. People looking for power, do you actually know what comes with power? Do you have any idea what comes with power? I don't think you understand what comes with power. And I have never wanted to step more into those positions and the responsibility and what it takes. But it must be done because I am more sure than I've ever been 100% of the righteousness of the path that we're on and that we are going in the right direction. Does that mean we're perfect? No. The enemy always attacks us by pointing out how we're not perfect and manipulates the humble. It's time for the humble to stand up and stop second-guessing ourselves and take up the weapons of truth and liberty and charge the enemy head on. And in those fights, we will find fulfillment. It is only, what's the military saying about physical training? Pain is weakness leaving the body. What about psychic, spiritual pain? What about not caring about peer pressure? To the point of you actually enjoy being persecuted. Not in a sick, sadomasochistic way, but in a way of knowing that their persecution is the fact that you have put them in a position to have to check what they're doing, and that out of what you have done by applying force to them, that some of these people are going to be saved. It's like when you've got, I had a big old blister on the bottom of my foot from walking all over the place on my trip in a big pair of boots I didn't know would mess my feet up. And I had this big, almost stone bruise, big pool, you know, underneath big thick calluses. And I finally last night just got a knife, even though it was bloody, and just sliced that off. And let me tell you, it hurt at the time, but it felt so much better this morning to be walking around with that gone. People are like, what are you doing your own surgery? I've got an old army manual on how to heel dress, you know, stuff with your feet. It was no big deal. It was barely pink meat. It was, you know, the lowest level of skin when I sliced it off, but it's gone. Those people are, oh, you sliced off your own giant blister. It's still a big deal. The point is it was painful when I did it. And there was even a blister below that level, and I jabbed the knife in there to get that out of there. But it hurt right then instead of days of pain and it festering. You see? And so that's why I like persecution. That's the sign of the weakness leaving their body. I don't like the persecution myself, but I know it's a sign of good things happening. All right, I've gone overboard again. I haven't gotten to these calls. I want to get to Father Jack, with 5 minutes overdrive, Alaric. I like that name. That's the Sacker of Rome, 410. And then we've got, I got to go to Pastor in Ohio. He's got to give us the secret FEMA plans, which were later made public. Pastor, real quick, what's on your mind?
What these other people have been talking about is true. You know, it is a spiritual war, and you said the same thing. But, you know, one of the things that stands out to me is this, you know, as you know, I've been a minister for almost 30 years and I've never taken a paycheck because when God called me into this, it was not an occupation. It was a calling. And here's the thing. The pastors are not telling the people the truth. They're not standing in the pulpits like they did before 1776, letting people know that they do have a right to fight back for the freedom. That was the whole purpose of the Constitution. It was prayed over, and God gave these men over 235 years ago the wisdom and everything to put all of this together so that it would last for hundreds and hundreds of years. And that way, as a republic, then the people have the ability to keep it. Under the democracy or socialism or fascism, you don't have that option. Where under a republic, you do. And that's one of the things. The wimpy pastors standing in the pulpit are not telling their people the truth that they need to be fighting for their freedoms. It's all about money. It's always been about money. And you know, it's just like everything else. All the evil that's going on in the world, everything's going on. You can see it by the trillions and trillions of dollars that's going to the big bankers. It's all about the money.
Well, yeah, the root of humans shelling out is money, but the spirit of evil wants the soul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.